Time now for Michael Fabiano, the Hall of Famer, joining us from the NFL Network and of course, NFL.com. So I get this note about fantasypros.com/NFL/accuracy. And who would be at the top of the list? The number one tease, the Ohio State of all of the pro football front of fantasy football, would be Michael Fabiano. You're rocking.
Yeah,
it.
You know what they say about the blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while, right?
Get out of here. Get out of here. Okay, so I'll take
this. We're doing all right.
You're doing all right. You're number one. Don't soft sell this. Okay, you're not Toledo and undefeated. You know what I'm saying here?
I appreciate it, man.
Who has been your best fantasy find this year? Here's the guy, and I'm going out on a limb, and now you're looking real smart.
Well, let's see here. I've got to go through the list in my head because several guys that I liked going into the year. I liked Devonta Freeman, and then the whole Tevin Coleman thing happened, and it got cooled down. Ever since Coleman was injured, Freeman, 25-plus fantasy points in four straight games. Now, that doesn't happen. The streak that he's on is unprecedented. I mean, there are only a handful of running backs, or actually quarterbacks, running backs, or wide receivers, who have had four 25-plus point games in a season, and he's had four in a row. During the preseason, I was also, if you remember, pretty big on John Brown, and I thought he would lead the Cardinals wide receivers and fantasy points. So right now, obviously, it's Larry Fitzgerald, but Brown has been really good in the last couple of weeks with over 30 fantasy points. Allen Robinson's another guy that I was pretty high on when the season started, and he's been very good. Right now, he's actually fourth in fantasy points among all wide receivers. I was definitely not big on Jimmy Graham, and although he is right now in the top 10 at tight end, he's been so inconsistent. I kind of feel like there's some vindication there because I just didn't think he was going to put up the numbers that he had in New Orleans. And so far, he's on track to see a major decline in terms of his statistical success. And Carson Palmer's another player. Brad, I talked about him being one of the best draft bargains in all of fantasy football. And right now he's sixth in fantasy points among quarterbacks. Yep. That is an impressive feat, especially when you consider that this guy was drafted, after the 10th round in almost every league? So there have been some good ones, I mean, I messed up a few, too. I mean, Brandon Cooks, I got to take that one. I liked him, and Willie Snead, really? I mean, sometimes these players come out of nowhere. And C.J. Anderson was another guy, too. I think a lot of people in the industry were high on him, especially after what he did last year. He was averaging 17, 18 fantasy points a game. This year, he can't get out of his own way. And Ronnie Hillman appears to now be the guy to own in that Denver backfield.
Michael Fabiano joining us from the NFL Network, NFL.com, the Hall of Famer on the fantasy football front. Getting a lot of questions about Adrian Peterson, and I happen to be one of those guys with Adrian Peterson as well. My record is 1-5, and I've scored 120 points in three of my losses. So
The worst.
And that's the worst. And he has Detroit this week. Then his schedule gets, in my opinion, tough, and I look at playoffs, and he's got the Cardinals late in the season. Buy or sell on Adrian Peterson at this point?
No, I'm buying. How many featured backs are there in the league right now? And listen, the Cardinals are great. Todd Gurley ran all over them. So it's not like they're impenetrable. And Adrian Peterson is a phenomenal running back. No, I'm buying on any featured running back in the league right now because there are so many committees. I mean, the committee in Arizona. I do like Chris Johnson this week because the matchup's really good. But I mean, is it Ellington? Is it CJ? Is it David Johnson? I mean, to me, it's CJ2K. But Cincinnati, same thing. Jeremy Hill, Giovanni Bernard. Anytime you can hook in a featured back where you don't have to worry about him losing carries to someone else, do it. I'm not worried about Adrian Peterson in the least.
Steven Phoenix, Michael or Sims? I think he's talking about Michael with the Cowboys. Michael
Kristen
or Sims
Michael
this week?
Yeah. Or who?
Sims, Tampa Bay.
You know what? I'm going to go Sims unless we hear that Michael's earned the starting job for the Cowboys. Right now, we're not sure because there's been reports that he's gotten some run with the ones in practice. But until we find out that he's going to start, I'm still going Sims, because remember, they're using Darren McFadden as sort of like the third down passing down back. I mean, in his last game, I think he had 9 catches in the absence of Lance Dunbar. So even if Michael comes in, this is still a three-headed monster. Sims has been pretty good in terms of an RB4 who can potentially get you flex starter production based on certain matchups, and he's been pretty decent in PPR as well at times when the matchup is favorable. But right now it's Sims, but that could change in the next couple of days.
Okay, we have some questions about the Jets facing the Patriots.
So
you go on the Jets.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and so you're looking at Jets defense, or if you have Julian Edelman and you're on Revis Island, I mean, you just look at this matchup from a fantasy standpoint. Are you sliding towards the Jets defense or the Patriots offensive players?
I am, well, I don't care who Tom Brady's playing, I'm starting him. Right now the dude's on a mission. So you can't bench Brady. And I will tell you this. Deion Lewis is not a good start this week. He's a flex in a PPR league. LeGarrette Blount, not a great start this week. You have to play Edelman. He's been too good to bench, but I do have him as a sit this week. But that's really only if you have, say, an elite wide receiver you drafted in the first couple of rounds, someone like Julio Jones. And then, Randall Cobb's on a bye, and he's been terrible. And maybe you drafted Larry Fitzgerald late. Okay, then maybe you can bench Edelman. But keep this in mind. Edelman has scored one touchdown in his career against the Jets, one, and he's never scored a touchdown at home against the Jets. And he does not have a trend of putting up big numbers against New York. And Darrelle Revis is a guy who practiced with Edelman last year. He was a Patriot. So it's a risk. I see Edelman 7 catches, 80 yards, somewhere in that neighborhood, but if you're looking for 8 catches, 120, and a touchdown, I seriously doubt that's going to happen this week. For the Jets, remember, the Patriots' defense is not that great. You know, Bill Belichick's a mastermind, but that defense is not great at all. So you know, you're starting Chris Ivory. You're starting Brandon Marshall. You're starting Eric Decker. You're not starting the Jets' defense. I think the Jets' defense is a bit of a risk this week because Brady's been just so unreal. I even like the Amish rifle this week, Ryan Fitzpatrick. If you're hurting at quarterback, and a lot of people are, because you've got Rodgers on a bye, Peyton's on a bye too, but I mean, people drafted him to be their starter.
Yep.
So Fitzpatrick's floor this year has been like 15 points. I mean, that's pretty good. And if he can get out and break a runoff like he did last week against the Redskins, you know what? He could be a pretty good matchup-based streaming option at the quarterback position. So I'm leaning offensively towards more of the Jets players than I am the Patriots players, but I'm not telling you to bench Brady or bench Edelman. I also like the Patriots defense in this game as well.
Tom in Phoenix, Amari Cooper or Dante Moncrief?
I'm going Moncrief. I don't like the matchup for Cooper. San Diego's defense has given up 3 touchdown catches and the 4th fewest fantasy points to wide receivers. Moncrief's been underrated. He's not elite, but he's been underrated, and I like that matchup against the New Orleans Saints. That could be a bit of a shootout there.
Tucson, Steve, Gostkowski or Vinatieri?
Why do you have 2 kickers? Why? If you have Steven Gostkowski and another kicker on your team, you deserve the ridicule of everyone in your league. And actually, Vinatieri hasn't been that great. If you look at his numbers, I do like him this week because the matchup is good. But, man, you've got Steven Gostkowski, the best kicker in fantasy football, and you've got Adam Vinatieri on your team? Cut ties, bro. You don't need 2 kickers, especially when the one you got is the best out there.
All right, Michael Fabiano with us for starting and sitting this week. Who do you like? Who don't you like there at the NFL Network?
Well, also keep in mind that we've got a game in London this week. So if you got any Bills or Jaguars that you're going to start or sit, make sure you get up bright and early or do it the night before. I like Eli Manning this week, and I know he stunk last week. He was a sit-in for me, but look at his numbers at home against the Cowboys, historically very good. Carson Palmer, Cam Newton, Phillip Rivers, all starts for me at quarterback. Ryan Tannehill as well. Guys I'm benching, Sam Bradford. Matthew Stafford has 6 career touchdown passes in 5 home games against Minnesota. That's not very good. I don't trust Joe Flacco on the road. I don't trust Joe Flacco against the Cardinals. I would sit him this week without question. At the running back position, there's some surprises this week. Lamar Miller looked really good last week, and I like him against the Houston Texans. Frank Gore is a good play. Latavius Murray has been bad in his last few games, but I still like him against the Chargers. Todd Gurley is a must-start across the board. He's my number one ranked running back this week. He's that good, and the matchup against Cleveland is that good. Running backs to sit, Melvin Gordon, Joe Randall, because I'm not sure what's going on in that Cowboys backfield, and to be quite honest with you, I'd rather avoid it altogether at this point. Amir Abdullah is another running back that has a bad matchup, and despite all the hype, he's really not been all that great this year. At wide receiver, Martavis Bryant, who I think can help you win a championship down the stretch, get him active against the Chiefs. Their pass defense is a dumpster fire right now. John Brown, Larry Fitzgerald, start him. Jarvis Landry, start him. Stick with Mike Evans this week. If he doesn't do it against the Redskins, well, it might be time to bench him. Interesting stat. Now, Allen Robinson's a buddy of mine. He's been great this year. Top five wide receiver. But if you look at the numbers, the Bills have been absolutely brutal on number one wide receivers. The only wide receiver that they've faced who's a number one for his team that's had more than 9 fantasy points is Julian Edelman. They've kept Odell Beckham Jr. in check, A.J. Green last week in check, T.Y. Hilton in check. So temper your expectations for Robinson. Allen Hurns could actually be the better play. We talked about Cooper. Jordan Matthews could be matched up against Josh Norman, and that is not a good thing for any wide receiver. Josh Norman has been tremendous this season. So those are your starts and sits at quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. If you want to give me a few, if you want me to give you a few tight ends, Antonio Gates, Jason Witten, Julius Thomas, Charles Clay, all good plays. Guys, I'm benching Ertz, Ben Watson, Jordan Cameron, and Heath Miller.
Good stuff as always, Michael. Talk next week. Thanks.
Have a good one.